What's happening, guys, and welcome to episode 9 of the Secure D podcast. We're back, and we recorded this right after the Sneaker Freaker swap meet, so I was a bit gassed. I had a huge day, but my voice might have been a bit raspy, but we got through it pretty quick. I think we're trying to keep these episodes to about half an hour, so today's topics were the Bred 11 launch, the Sneaker Freaker swap meet, obviously. And what was the third? The third one was a suggested topic from a listener about the best Australian sneaker collabs. So we go over those three things mainly. We branch out into a few different areas, such as in regards to whether I prefer lineups or sleepouts. We talk about that a little bit and maybe how we could potentially improve the system for release of products. And yeah, so that pretty much wraps up the episode today. If you guys have any suggestions for topics, please do hit me up at SecureD or hashtag the SecureD podcast or SecureD podcast on Twitter or Instagram or any of the social media, and hopefully it'll pop through and we'll be able to see it, and it'll give us a pretty good variety of stuff to talk about. Also, we've been working on the Lacing It Up YouTube channel. So if you do go on YouTube to look up a bit of sneaker stuff like I do, I spend the last hour or so of my day generally just traveling through YouTube. So look us up at Lacing It Up. Now, we've got a bunch of unboxings and some episodes and stuff going up there. We're regularly uploading content. So check that out as well. And I hope you enjoy the new episode. Cheers. All right, welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks, man. Thanks for dropping in.
It has. No worries at all. Good to see you. How have you been?
Good. Very busy. Working on a lot of stuff. I look forward to telling people about in the next couple of podcasts, and then obviously just painting. And yeah, today was the swap meet, which was pretty crazy. What about you?
I couldn't make the swap meet today, but no, I've had a bit of an ankle injury, torn ligament recently, which wasn't too fun. Been doing a bit of rehab on that guy, so... Yeah, nothing overly exciting like the last few weeks to report, but yeah, just cruising along.
Yeah, well, we'll quickly just sort of tell the listeners who weren't there about the swap meet. It was pretty nuts today. So it was the biggest one I've seen, I think, at least in size, but probably also in capacity. I'd say a little over 3,000 people, which for Melbourne at a swap meet at a venue that doesn't have really good public transport access is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm so aware of this venue not having public transport. It's where I work.
Yeah.
It's awful to get there. And from what you tell me today, it was really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, weather held out for this time of year, which is great. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, you're not just going to get a lot of casual people dropping in where it is. I mean, you're only going there for the one specific reason.
But yeah, there's no foot traffic in that area.
No, none at all. But I mean, you know, they had the food trucks set up, music going. It was a good day, good vibe, lots of good people, a lot of OG guys, which was nice to see. I mean, half the reason I go to these things is to see people I worked with like back in 03 or 04 or that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then the one thing that really stood out today was the last swap meet was like insanely Jordan dominated on foot.
Yeah.
But today there was, you know, from Lecoq, a lot of Puma, you know, just a whole bunch of different
landscapes
stuff.
Changing.
Yeah, it was really good to see. Like, I made a real point of watching what people were wearing, and like, yeah, there was a lot of infrared Air Max 90s because they came out last week. But
That's funny.
Last swap meet was like defined by like
the guy wearing the mags.
Oh, yeah, the one guy.
Who I didn't see. Yeah. It was like the talk of the town.
The one guy wearing the mags, but everyone wearing like the one Jordan. And this one was like everyone wearing the Air Max 90 infrared. But like, it was a lot of different, a lot of ASICs. Like, I saw two people wearing discs, which makes me happy. Few Blaze of Glories.
Heat?
Like, it was
heat?
Good.
What heat? Was there heat?
Like more heat on the shelves than ever. On foot, like, I didn't notice like too many shoes like outside of like $1,000 price point.
Yeezys,
like
Yeezys.
I saw two pairs of the Addy Boost Yeezys.
Oh yeah,
but
cool.
I couldn't give two shits about those.
No, it's just pair of moccasins. Are you sure they weren't moccasins?
Yeah, they might have been moccasins.
We're in Port Melbourne here.
But yeah, look, I mean, I will say it was good to see just the variety of stuff out there. Globe. I worked for Globe at the event, and we had I don't know if maybe you've even seen them. I don't want to say what they are too much because I put like four Spring 16 samples out, which got a really good, a lot
Mahalo
of feedback, which
Mahalo
is good.
Lights, the low, welded thing.
And then the like the multicolor one and then the one, the gray with the strap.
I think a lot of these are quite, untalked about or unseen at the moment.
Well, maybe not after this.
Oh, that's true. Like if they had them out there, but yeah, I don't really know too much about them, but the samples came in.
Like a week ago, I heard they were about a week. So we put them out for display, which was good for Globe. They got a lot of like good. We got a lot of good positive feedback about those. And then, but yeah, like really, the absolute standout was just like just seeing cool Puma stuff. I mean, but there was obviously always the heat on the shelves and the tables. I know, you know, Sneaker Freaker had like the shark baits, and then I saw some.
They were selling a few.
And then there was like. My boy Ray had like signed Jordans. And then,
signed
like,
by Jordan?
Yeah.
For Tinker? Oh, yeah.
Signed by Jordan. And everyone in Melbourne has signed by Tinker now after he came out. But yeah, like signed, Jordan doesn't sign a lot of shoes. So that's kind of a big deal. And
cool. I was a bit disappointed I didn't make it down. I'm always keen to see like the big, big ticket items that are going for sale and what, you know, what they've got. But, were there any mags for sale?
I didn't see any mags for sale. There was some unreleased Zoom Gens, which I think. I didn't ask because that was a mate, but I think they were probably like $3,000 or $4,000.
Red Octobers, any of that stuff?
Red Octobers. I mean, they're probably. I don't really even ask because I'm not interested in buying them, but I assume they're probably like $3,000-$4,000. Look, in all like the regular heats, right? So like the Tokyo Fives, like the kind of stuff that everyone bought and nobody fucking wore. I think that might be the first F-bomb for this podcast. They are the first, like the kind of stuff everyone buys and nobody wears. All the same heat. Like it's going to be the same heat for the next 10 as well. But it was, like I say, it was just nice. There was a lot of variety this time, which was rad.
Just one more quick question. How did the sneaker cleaning guys go?
Oh, Crepe were there.
Because I saw some photos and I saw... On Friday when they were setting up, they had the thrones or chairs. I wasn't sure what the deal was.
Oh, so they set that up early. Okay, yeah. So I got there. So this is the funny thing. Like, I was at one of the first swap meets. Like, I think Hans and I talked about that in a podcast. And it was out the back of a bar and we had like 10 tables.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
this one.
At the back of Alia on Smith Street.
Yeah.
This, we had 80 tables, but then there was also like little installations. So, Crepe. Protect. When they came to Australia, they hit me up to sponsor me, and I never replied to the email because I'd never heard of them. They had a pretty good setup, actually. They had the two thrones and the TV. I will just say, like, it's kind of... Look, Australians don't generally like to be isolated from a crowd, so, like, pulling Australians, like, out of a mass crowd and, like, putting them up on a throne to spray their shoes, like, it's something I would never do. Mm. Even though, like, they're getting their shoes protected for free or whatever, like...
Old shoe shining from, like, the 20s and 30s.
But I just...
So you were raised on a...
They were raised, and, like, it was a big thing. It was right at the entrance, and, like, a lot of people did it. Truthfully, I don't know a ton about the product, but I know that they have really good representation down here already, like, really quickly. Mm. It was a cool setup. It was good. Jason Mark was the sponsor a couple ago, and they had a setup, but this was probably one of the better installs I've seen at one of the events. Who knows what this thing's going to be like in a couple of years? I mean, we'll probably end up with sneaker celebrities down here and all sorts of stuff. Cause I mean, you know, 3,500 people's a lot, three and a half. And I mean, they're all consumers. Like these aren't like we said, like there's, these aren't just kids off the street. Everyone there had money.
Yeah, well, people are coming to consume, right? Yeah. Well, you're looking for a bargain as such and also looking to show off your kicks.
I will say a lot of things sold too today. Like, from my experience at a lot of these events, like, not a lot sells.
Yeah.
A lot sold today. Like, I saw a lot of stuff selling, which was really good. So.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, obviously... there was the Bread 11 madness this weekend.
I watched a nice unboxing video last week, lacing it up.
Yeah, if you don't know, we've got like a YouTube channel called Lacing It Up where we do some unboxings and some episodes and stuff. So you can check. I don't think I've linked that in here before. So I'll link that on the next post.
I don't even need to get the shoes now. No. The unboxings are too good.
Well, that was nice of you to say. there was some madness over this on the weekend. I mean, we'll talk about the shoe as well, but in Sydney, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't want to be a gossip, but
a gun appeared at a release in Sydney over these shoes on the weekend.
This is seriously scary and ridiculous.
Yeah, so look, I mean, that's about as much about that as I'm going to reference, because it's not my business and I wasn't there and I've only had heard hearsay. But this isn't America. You know what I mean? And this is what, about a year ago, I wrote a huge article and I met with brands and all kinds of people about changing the way that we sell shoes in this country, because I am hugely against 13, 14, 15-year-old kids sleeping on the street at the front of a Foot Locker or Nike or whatever at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's incredibly unsafe. And the environment was becoming run by gangs of people and then drunks. If I was 20 again, I would go out and get drunk till 7 in the morning, then try and push in the line. Mm. That'd just be what I did.
Yeah.
So it was a terrible environment for releases, and they've done the raffles. And I believe the place that got done...
They did a raffle...
The place that I believe... as far as I'm aware, it was not a raffle at this place. It was a lineup.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's not going to work so well in a raffle unless you're rolling someone.
Look, no one was injured at this thing. Nothing went down, so to speak. But from what I understand, the reports are that... Yeah, look, I mean, something... obviously, there was an incident. And it's the greatest fear. And this is why I hate lineups.
Yeah, they're not... And it's funny, though, even over breads, I don't think...
This isn't a Yeezy, right?
No, they're only going... I've been tracking them, and they've been selling for $350.
Oh, they're actually selling for a lot. I didn't even think they would sell for a lot. I thought they would just stay around retail.
Yeah, I thought they were going to stay around retail, but okay, $350's whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not 500, it's not 1,000.
No, exactly.
The profit margin you could have made on a pair of the Adi Boosts or whatever they are is insane. But in the same respect, they ran a raffle, they had 5 pairs. It was a different kettle of fish.
Yep.
But over the breads, but hey, I guess you really wanted a pair.
Yeah, I just don't... it's just a whole nother level. In Japan, my idea of the perfect raffle really is which I experienced in Japan in 2009, where... I was at a BBC sale, and the sale started at 10. At 8 o'clock, they handed out tickets. You pulled a ticket out of a hat. And so there was no point getting there at 7 o'clock or 1 a.m. or the day before, because whatever you pulled out of the hat was the number that you lined up for at 10 o'clock. So... you just got there at 8. It doesn't matter if you were number 1 in the line or number 70 in the line.
Yeah, you just got there and registered.
Right?
As such.
Exactly. So you just got there and pulled a number. And I got lucky to pull number 5, but I was vomiting blood because I had a drinking issue and let my friend take my ticket because I couldn't get to the line in time by 10. But, I mean, that seemed to work really well. And yeah, there was Yakuza dudes out the front trying to get you to buy stuff for them. Mm. But, I mean, you were only allowed one of anything. And it seems no matter what, you're never going to make people 100% happy with this. I totally understand. Some people really enjoyed the camping out aspect. They met new friends. Maybe they collected sneakers. They don't know anyone else who does. And they get a little community of group. I know a lot of people would have full setups, 5-10 mates, go and make a night of it. They would borderline cook stuff and
Yeah, I've seen the cookout, even just not cookout, sorry. I've seen the setups at Kicks 101 here in Melbourne. But I've been involved in a line in Japan as well. The Air Trainer 1 Supremes, I think it was. Yeah, I was there. And that was I was there for the second release, and there was a lineup. It was pretty organized, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't
Japan.
Yeah, it was Japan. But it was just I was about 30th in the queue. They didn't have many pairs. I managed to get a white pair. Didn't really want a white pair, but you do, wanted a black pair. But, 5 people in the store at a time. You could try them on, no worries.
Yeah.
5 in, 5 out. One in, one out as such. But
it seems to be the biggest thing people are complaining about now down here is the raffling. So, for instance, obviously people who are clearly size 7 getting size 13s because that's all that's left.
Yeah.
So what Kicks 101 did for the pinnacle ones was they raffled by size.
Yeah.
Now, it takes a little bit more organization, but I think... In the spirit of fairness, it's probably the best way to go.
Well, that's the because we chatted about a month or two ago when the Adidas, the Yeezy, because I was there, I went in the raffle.
Yeah,
it was a size raffle.
Yeah,
And I remember the guy I met saying, he goes, well, I think someone was like, well, what's the least size? And he's like, well, I don't know. He's not going to tell you how many people's in each size raffle, but he's like, do the math, right?
Yeah, yeah, figure it out.
If you go for a larger size or whatever it is. But yeah, there was a size raffle and they raffled it off. The 2,000 people or 1,500 people that were on the street, you know, everyone had a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
No one got shot.
Yeah.
That I'm aware of. But yeah, I think a size raffle is relevant now because when I lined up a long time ago for the What the Dunks.
And yeah, yeah.
They had like a crappy size run. Yeah. I actually ended up with an 8. But that, I guess that I'm guilty of that. But so is everyone. Everyone's walking out with 7s and 8s. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
Great.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, everything has a downside. Like online release, bots. You know, yeah. Raffle. Oh, someone bought a 13 and they're a 7.
Well, there's that. They've brought up the apps now to... Yeah. Adidas brought it out and then Nike brought it out.
Yeah,
The apps. Haven't quite used them.
Don't I haven't used it yet either. I'm not experienced.
But I think it's just trying to, it's trying to get the consumer the product at the lowest possible price. And it's the same as ticketing websites now.
Yep.
Running their own reselling sources so that they can, control at least make it a little more legitimate for. There's always going to be someone trying to rip you off though.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, like for me, I have the Breds and I wasn't a huge fan of the Red Sox liner, so I passed on them anyway. Like I wasn't trying to get them, I'm not like personally offended by like this madness, except for the fact that any kind of violence at one of these things pisses me off.
I didn't cop them. I personally didn't like the look of them that much.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, the subjective, the red lining was a bit sort of weird, but
yeah. Yeah,
are you, something are you, about are you them. Into 11s though? Like,
they're not. I'm more down with the, you know, the earlier releases. That's just me. But you know, I think there's a lot of people that are into the higher up Jordans. But yeah, 11s aren't my deal. I respect them for sure. But yeah. Anyway.
Sweet. All right. And one thing we did get listener question this week. It is something that I always ask people to do. So if you do listen to the podcast, please hit us up on Twitter with the hashtag SecureD Podcast or at SecureD. Enrico Palacio sent through a cool question, which I hadn't actually thought about before, which was essentially, what is your favorite Australian sneaker collab?
This is tough.
Yeah, it was tough, but it was a cool question too, because really there's cool actually question. Been a lot.
Yeah, but you can't just like Google it.
No.
I was bloody mucking around on the internet for ages trying to... Well, I know there was a few in my top list and then I'm like, I got to make sure I cover these all.
So I've got like probably... I haven't done a lot of research because I worked at the swap meet today.
Yeah.
But I've probably got 3 or 4. So do you want to go 1-1-1 and then like... Or do you have like an ultimate favorite?
I wouldn't want to put an ultimate on it, but I reckon there's one that I like more than a couple of them.
Okay. So we'll leave that one to last. I'll leave my favorite to last and then we'll just ping a few around.
Well, I've got some recent ones, and I talked about this in a recent episode, was, the SB Fast Times.
Yeah.
Awesome release. Excuse me. Like I said, really good release. Awesome colorways. Representing Melbourne, Swanston Street, ACDC.
Yeah.
I think it is a really good Australian and Melbourne shoe. I'm quite patriotic to Melbourne, so love it.
Sweet. For the same reason, I won't go into it much more than saying the Golden Rail SB Low. For the same reason.
Yeah, it was that or that. I couldn't pick. But
I mean, brown, tan, blue is such a dope colorway that almost no one uses.
Mm.
And the brown midsole, blue upper was killer.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that one because that was also... I was torn between which one I should put on the list, especially because like I don't want to put all SBs on it. But I went with that one. I think I like the look of that one better, so I had to come in.
Fair. What you got next?
Oh, you want me to go? Oh, keep rolling. All right. This one was also reasonably recent. A Highs and Lows ASIC Gel Light.
Yeah.
The Medics.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I had a lot. Like I tried to do a bit of research on this. I had a lot of shoes on the screen.
Yeah.
And then I just broke it down to like. Not credibility as such, but like looks.
Yeah, yeah.
And these look rad.
Yeah.
I really like them. Colorway, like execution is really, really good. It would look great on foot.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome shoe.
Sick. For me, I've got 3 more. The first one is the original Puma Sneaker Freaker collab with the shark skin.
Yeah, well, that was, yeah, yep.
So dope. Like, it was ridiculous. Just so killer. Material story, staying true. The shark tooth.
Especially pulling that thing out of the archives.
Yeah.
Like, finding a piece of gold.
Which has become
their main staple.
Yeah.
Tell me why they didn't retro it or whatever they want to do earlier.
Yeah.
It totally
brought a shoe to life, which is amazing, which you can't say for a lot of collabs.
Oh, I love it. I've got both. I don't have the recent one. Yeah. I know that you have that. I missed out. But I got both, and I wear the blacks, like, all the time. That's, like, my go-to.
Yeah.
I haven't unboxed the greys, because, they were the original ones.
Yeah, I don't know if I would either, like...
But, oh, no, I love it. Yeah, that's on my list as well. But that's, you know, more than happy to share that one.
Yeah.
It's a good release.
Well, I got two more, and one of them's similar. So do you want to do
all right, well, so you've stolen my thunder on that one. But
it wasn't your number one, was it?
No, it was sort of tied. The provider, New Balance.
That's my number one.
Absolutely love the colorway. It's a wearable shoe. The blue is awesome.
Isn't it? It's maybe the best blue I have ever seen on a shoe.
It's great.
Like, I don't know how that blue worked so well.
Yeah, no, they've just... it's funny, like, you know when you see releases and you're like, oh, you know, well, like, especially because it's a Melbourne thing, you're like, oh, maybe I'll go down and check them out. And then you see the photos, you're like, holy shit, I have to go down and get these shoes. They're amazing.
There was a pair at the swap meet today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I asked about them. They go for about $1,200 to $1,500 now.
Shut the front door. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I know. So I was in Europe at least, yeah.
I'm a fool. I should have never worn them.
Yeah, I know.
Not that I'm going to sell them, but I love them myself. I remember it was really disappointing because I lined up for them. And I had to get a 12. And for some reason, New Balances fit small.
Yeah.
I'm a 12 and a half, true.
Okay, yeah.
Like you had a Brannock.
Yeah.
But so I was a little bit disappointed. They're just a touch small because they had no 13s or whatever it was. But, all over that release. So, yeah, that would be like my closer to the top. I don't like naming ones, but yeah.
Yeah, that's my number one. So I'll have to say my next.
What's your number two?
Well, it's gonna be pretty obvious. It's the shark bait. Did I get the name wrong?
Yeah, Sharkbait.
It's the Sharkbait,
right? Yeah.
I know there's a colorway that Woody hates, and I was trying to refrain from mentioning it. It never came out, but there's like samples out there, and I didn't want to get it mixed up. We don't talk about it, apparently. We're not allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
Yep.
Talked about it.
The Sharkbait Blazer Glory is like freaking beautiful.
Oh, I'm
like,
so jealous you got these.
Yeah. They're just astonishingly perfect. The colorway is insane. The fact that I was lucky enough to get a pair. They're nuts. I don't know if I can say there was like 30,000 people on Sneaker Freaker trying to get like 100 pairs. Like, it was just nuts. They sold out.
I think it was less than 100, wasn't it? It was like 50.
50, yeah. Look, they never released the quantity. Yeah, they never said how many there was, but there wasn't many. It wouldn't have been 100.
Banging colorway.
Dude, I rolled through checkout in under 15 seconds manually and they were gone. Like, I did it perfect.
I was on there.
It was a perfect checkout.
I even tried to I did my best to see if I could swindle a pair through people I knew and I couldn't. They're like, there aren't any.
Yeah.
I was like, great. That's great.
Yeah. And I think the last swap meet, I saw three people wearing them together. And it's like one of my favorite sneaker photos I have. Like, it's just obscenely awesome. That's up there. I mean, the New Balance one for me, Provider was like the store that really got me. It was the boutique store.
It's where you would
Melbourne.
Go to ask what was coming out.
Chris was always a good dude.
He was great.
And, he would always looked after me all the time. Like, gave me a discount sometimes. I would never ask for it. Just a good guy. And, for them to finally get that collab on like such a killer shoe, it was rad. So there's other ones, like, I mean,
we have a special mention. What about a Mace High?
Yeah, you can't say my shoe.
Security Mace High special mention.
Yeah, look, I mean, we sold a lot of them, so
yeah, that was a good shoe.
I think like the shoe was what it was supposed to be. I mean, at the time, that shoe I thought was worn mostly by 15-year-olds.
Mm.
and that's who I made it for. And I reckon we probably sold close to 100,000 of them.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Like, that's an MCG worth for people in Melbourne. Like, that's so many shoes.
Yeah.
And that's my first collab.
It was really well executed. I remember when you were in working on it, and you got to remember, if anyone like Googles, it was a different time when you did this shoe. Like, and it was designed for a different period in our like sneaker lives. I really like the release, and I've still got mine at home.
I think I got I have 20 pairs of them stashed away.
There you go.
Yeah. Just a couple. I think over the years it's dwindled down as I've given them away to family and friends, but I mean, that was my first collab. I probably had no right in getting that collab. I think I've only been customizing 3 or 4 years. But yeah, we definitely made the most of it. I remember initial discussions for sales was like, you know, we were aiming for 3,000,
a few thousand,
2,000 to 3,000 units. And I think after the alternate colorways, I'm pretty sure we sold close to 100,000, which was just insanely awesome.
Yeah.
I have a really awkward story too. I saw a kid I'll mention where, at the Vic Markets. I was probably, I'm probably like 23 when that collab comes out, 22. Maybe not even that old, maybe 21 when that collab comes out. And I see a kid wearing them at the Vic Market, and like, it's the first time I've ever seen someone wearing my shoe. So I'm like all excited as shit.
Yeah.
And I go out to him, I'm like, "Hey man, cool shoes." And like, this kid was like 9, 10, right? And cause they were made all the way down to like a 7.
Yeah.
And the dad just like grabs the arm of the kid and like yanks him away. And I'm like, okay, I'm 21. Like, I don't look that creepy. Yeah. I don't think, like, I was just saying nice shoes. Like, and then I'm like to the dad as he walks away, I'm like, "I designed them. My name's on the tongue." Like, I just like trying to like get out of it. I'm like, oh, it was like such a pedo moment. But yeah, look, it was cool. And then I think the Destroyer might be my favorite, or probably maybe actually the Nitro is my favorite, third one. But
yeah, who knows? You did one with, I was going to put it on the list, but I wasn't sure if it was legit, but you did that, the Jordan Australia. I couldn't quite remember what the whole detail behind that was, but I did like it. You had it.
Yeah, I've got it. I think that's packed it away now, but yeah, look, I mean, if people don't know listening to this, I technically have a Jordan brand collab.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest near miss of my career. I think the word near miss is ridiculous because you do miss. It's a near hit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so basically, during the lockout season of the NBA recently, Michael Jordan was supposed to come to Australia and play a golf tournament.
Mm.
Because he was coming to Australia, Jordan Brand decided to make an Australia exclusive 2011. And I was asked to design it. The three inspiration design words for the Jordan 2011 were airspeed and distance, maybe, I think. And the red kangaroo in Australia is the fastest native animal, and it has a jump almost identical to that of the free throw line.
Oh, really?
So I was like, well, it's perfect. So the inspiration for my Jordan 2011 was the red kangaroo. It was going to come with a speckled midsole, tan rubber upper, a tan red upper. So it was going to represent Uluru and the red kangaroo. And it was even going to come with a pouch with SecureD information on it in the shoe. We were going to make as many pairs as there was on the first fleet. That's many units we were going to make. I went like all in on this. And then I was supposed to do like press with Jordan.
Amazing.
And like, and then the NBA lockout happened, and my shoe got cancelled. Well, my shoe never technically got cancelled.
Yeah.
It just never came out. And I didn't tell anyone about it. I actually went to Woody about it. And I was like, well, can we publish this and just tell people like that I actually have a Jordan collab? Because like, it's kind of, this will make me famous, right? Like, it's the big,
it's big
thing. Like, I mean, there's only one artist at the time that had ever done a collab with Jordan Brand, and it was Stash.
Mm.
So I'm like, Stash SecureD. That's not a bad lineup.
No, it's a pretty good lineup.
And the shoe was going to have my name on it and everything. And then I have two pairs. What happened was, I think, from what I can decipher, is that I've jumped ahead. So I went to Woody and I was like, "Woody, can we publish this? What do you think?" And he's like, "Well, Matt, let's not publish it. Keep it a secret because it might still come out one day," which is a valid point. It happens all the time. Jordan actually scrap a lot of their samples so people don't see them, so they can bring them back in the future.
Yeah.
So I was like, good point. But then a pair turned up on eBay and sold for like $2,500.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, even because of the lockout season, Dwayne Wade came to Australia and he was still signed at Jordan Brand and he wore them playing down here. And that's how people found out about them. But they didn't have my name on it. And because I wasn't attached to the project, then I went and wrote an article on my site about, like, this is my shoe, and Soul Collector published it. So basically, as far as I know, they made one or two size runs. I have two pairs. Gentry, Jordan, Wade got pairs, I assume.
Yeah.
My friend Matt at Kicks 101 got a pair. My friend Andrew, who was in charge of Soul Collector at the time in Australia, got a pair.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened to the rest, but a few, at least one or two sold on eBay for around $2,000. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's like my biggest near miss. Like, I lived in like vodka land for like a month after that. Like, all these people squabbling about millions. Like, I got screwed the hardest on the NBA lockout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, yeah, it's a near, it's a sore point for it's me. It's a
near hit.
It's a near hit. Yeah. Near miss is such a dumb term.
Yeah. No, I was going to put, cause I did like them and I was going to put it on, but it's sort of a funny one cause they didn't really come out. But,
yeah. Well, I'm torn about it too, because like we sampled it and the sample, like the modifications were in factory to get done, and then the shoe got canned. So I've got two. I'm tempted to custom one to make it look like it was supposed to finish.
Oh, really? Yeah, that'd be cool.
But at the same time, like, I don't really want to custom my own release. Like, technically, they're done because Wade wore them, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of got promoted as a Dwayne Wade PE. So I guess maybe you could say I designed a Dwayne Wade PE, I guess.
Yeah, because they popped up recently on Sneaker Files or News or one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as a Dwayne Wade PE Australian Kangaroo. I was like, that looks a lot. I was just a little bit like, because I haven't seen, you haven't had them out for a while, so I didn't quite remember what they look like.
Yeah, so I've never like actively promoted it.
Yeah,
because,
it might have been last year.
Yeah, so like, yeah, look, I really wish more people knew about it because like I say, it's probably like one of the coolest things I've been able to do, but and because it never technically was available to buy at retail, I never really actively promoted it.
Yeah,
but it exists.
Yeah.
So,
oh, just something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what else. There's other stuff. I really liked the Bunyips that Sneaker Freaker did, but yeah, I think the Shark Bait.
Oh, Sneaker Freak. Well, you could go. There's a lot of releases they did that were great, like even the Alvins and Melvins. And
I joke with Woody. I'm like, you've stolen all the native animals, mate. There's almost nothing for me to do next time I get a collab. There's actually one, and I'm not going to say what it is. Like, I have one locked away that for my next collab. I'm like, there is one I want to do.
Should start reeling off Australian animals.
There is one I want to do. Like, for people who know me and follow my Instagram, and like they'll figure it out eventually. But like, I have a sick idea for a shoe, which I think I'll be able to make maybe next year.
Must be an emu.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just big eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Bit of fur coming out of the side. Pretend it's ostrich.
Yeah,
I'm all over it.
Yeah. So what was your number one was?
Yeah, it was between Sneaker Freaker, what are they called? Shark? No, the first one.
Oh, the
Shark
Great Skin. Whites.
The Jira Zero.
I don't know.
One we were talking about. Yeah, the Blazer Glory.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Provider were like tied for me.
Yeah, me too. Just different color.
Yeah.
I think they're the two. I mean, Provider was really the big one too, you know, at the time, like probably the first big one.
Well, it's funny because I remember the lineup and you talking about people that were drunk in lines and stuff, because I remember rolling up to the city when they launched them and there was a bunch of crew and a few people joined, some guys in line that had been out drinking.
Yeah.
And it's just, it like reminded me, I was like, oh, it's exactly what you were just talking about. And then I remember, someone had been like, I can't remember who it was. He'd been like in the lockup for D&D.
Yeah.
For the night and just got out at like 8 a.m. and we came down to meet his mate. It was freezing. It was raining. Like, I'll never forget. Like, it was. Yeah.
What's that saying? Your shoes are your life?
Yeah. Yeah. It was stupid. But anyway, got him, went home. I think I went back to bed maybe.
Yeah, no surprise. Probably sleep over the rest of his hangover. But I guess that puts us at about time for the podcast. So, once again, if you do have any topic suggestions, please do send them through because it makes our job a lot easier. And it's also fun to answer the questions that you guys have as well. So to do that, the best way is to hashtag SecureD podcast or to at SecureD on your topic suggestion on Twitter. And remember, shoes are not worth dying for, not even expensive ones.
Who has a gun in Australia?
Seriously. Yeah, seriously. It's pretty hard to find one.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, cheers, guys.
Cool. Have a good fortnight.